The main focus of our year has been preparing for our move to Florida in October. Kathy wisely started packing 9 months in advance, making the whole experience quite exciting and pleasurable. Kathy spent most weekends wrapping china, artwork or kitchenware, while Robert set about downsizing by scanning dozens of books and documents with a cool new high-speed scanner. But even after some clutter reduction, we still managed to fill 358 boxes of stuff. In April, we had our apartment replastered and painted, making it appealing to potential buyers. This further accelerated the packing process. Early in the year, we both decided to get vaccinated, amid the heated debate over its efficacy and safety, and consequently we felt more comfortable seeing friends. We made 2 trips to Rhode Island, walked on the beach and attended some open-air concerts with our friends. Back in New York, Robert was able to do some rehearsing with his bassist buddy and bebop connoisseur John Lang. Kathy has been working remotely for Columbia University, as assistant director of career development, while Robert has been working on software code, updating his Jazz Harmony website from Flash to HTML5. Robert has been practicing the piano regularly, focusing on Thelonious Monk tunes and posting them on Facebook. He had a handful of gigs, culminating in a weekend job working as organist in a Catholic church, as temporary replacement for his friend Antonio. Kathy and Robert also started attending the free Sunday afternoon jazz concerts at Hastings on Hudson up to the end of September. When October rolled around, we were ready for the movers. We had a leisurely 3-day drive down to Florida, visiting friends on the way, and by November 2nd, we were at our new home in Sarasota. Kathy continues to work remotely, part-time, as student counselor, and Robert is practicing on his very first grand piano, which is a lifelong dream come true. We have been especially concerned with the changing climate, and Robert has carefully studied a book called How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, to see what we can do to help the situation. Furthermore, Kathy has been coaching students who are looking for work in the field of sustainability. We are now looking forward to a resolution of COVID in the coming year, and hope that the last 2 years have been an opportunity for humanity to become wiser. So many hours in isolation must have some benefits, right? We wish everybody a healthy and prosperous 2022, and hope you will come and visit our home in paradise. Robert and Kathy.